Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, one of the things that every teenager loves to do is to be independent. Like, I remember when I was a teen, one of the things I would have loved to do, or I was really striving hard to do, was to be an independent girl. Although I had a good financial background, but still I wanted to be independent financially and also in my old daily tasks, like doing my chores at home myself, cleaning my room myself, cooking myself, I don't know, doing my at least personal activities myself. But when it came to workplace, then I faced a lot of challenges. I saw society, which I had never imagined, and there were a lot of difficulties I had to face, and sometimes I saw the real colors of this world. So I think before you start getting independent as a child, there are important things that parents need to take care of and teach their children. Like, when you decide to become independent, there are some of the things that need to be taken care of, and we want you to help us with that.
Yes, it's a very important thing. Yes, you mentioned it's all of us we want to be independent. We want to be able to be in control of what we're doing, what we want, what we're thinking, feeling. We want to be in control. We want to be masters of our own actions. That's okay. But the important thing, as you said, is that we should be able to teach our children and make them learn how to become independent. The problem is becoming independent should not lead them to failure in life. Independence should be along with competence to live an independent life. The skills which are required to be able to manage life. The skills which are required to manage lives independently have to be taught. Before a child can be able to do that, he should not be allowed to become independent. At least he should understand that he needs to learn to become independent. So yes, it is very good. It is very important for a child to become independent. But the learning of becoming independent and competence to carry out things, and the application of knowledge and skills to situations which are real life situations. As you said, issues which you're going to face in the world outside. Being independent at home is not an important thing. Oh, I want to do whatever I like. That's not independence. I want to...
That's freedom.
I mean, watch TV all the time or just play things all the time. I need to be free. I need to be independent. Independence, as you said, is not freedom. Sometimes to become independent, you have to lose your freedom.
Yeah.
So... we need to teach our children to become independent. How do we do that? We make them do things on their own. Yes, don't do things for them, all the things for them. Sometimes make them do things which they're not even ready for. They're not even old enough to do, maybe. Or maybe sometimes ask them to make the breakfast, make some sort of things. Oh, I'm busy. Please, could you make some sort of, food that we can eat quickly? Maybe even, I mean, apart from the washing the dishes and cleaning the floor and whatever, even doing things which they're not used to do and make them do it.
Yeah.
So we need to teach them life skills.
Life skills, yeah. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are discussing today how to teach your children to be independent. And independence is something that differs from freedom, and Professor is helping us.
So we need to make them do things on their own. We need to make them learn, and to make them learn, give them the confidence to be able to do things. We should show them our love, our respect for them, and be patient with their learning. That is something which that's a golden principle all the time, that whenever you want to teach your child to do something and be able to do something, you need to be patient, you need to make him learn. You need to give him all the help and assistance and the love and respect. You want him to, not just because you want him to do it, you need to make him learn because it is good for him. And that needs to be taught. As I said, skills, life skills need to be taught. Management skills need to be taught. General management, I mean, you're not talking about managing an office or managing a school or managing some sort of enterprise. No, you're talking about general management. General management is there for every human being. One, as setting goals, as we mentioned before, planning ahead, techniques, strategies, time management. This is general management which every human being must learn. Children must learn. We should learn how to deal with difficult situations, how to solve problems, how to carry out conflict management. These have to be taught to our children to become independent. Otherwise, how can they deal with issues outside the home when they're outside? At home, you're going to help them. At home, you're going to make them help them.
Be at their service.
So you need to make them responsible people. You need to teach them how to take up responsibilities, give them tasks to carry out independently and report back to you. Give them tasks, give them the authority, give them the responsibility and the authority to do it. He shouldn't always feel that, oh, look, I'm going to be looked upon by my parent, my father, my mother, they're going to frown upon me, they're going to all the time control me. No, give them the authority to be free, to test themselves.
To express.
To be able to go out and buy things, go out and bring back what we need at home, maybe essential things, commodities. They give tasks, which are big tasks even, but give them the confidence to do it. That is very important. We need to make them independent. We should be able to inspire them, and we should need to reward them with if they're doing the right thing, and make them, point out the problems that they made after the task, not during the task. The problem
after
is
the task is finished, first you got to encourage them.
Yes, encouragement is important. delegating them and the authority to do the thing is important.
Yeah.
Because in delegation of tasks, sometimes we delegate the responsibility, but we don't delegate the authority.
Yeah.
Delegation is a delegation of the authority to do something. If he does not have the authority to do it, he will not feel confident to do it. He will always be thinking in the back of his mind, look, if I'm going to make a mistake, I'm going to be scolded for it. Yeah. I'm going to be, you know. So we need to give them the confidence, and we need to delegate, not the own.
So while they are trying to be independent, boost their confidence rather than discouraging them. Professor, we'll discuss more things with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Naqvi with us. And if I sum up the discussion, what Professor said so far regarding how to teach your children to be independent, I remember a quote by Nelson Mandela, who says, for to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others. Yes, Professor.
Yes, so being independent is being responsible, being able to do things with confidence, being able to do, you must allow your child to make mistakes. If you can't learn to be, to fail, you can't learn to be successful. Failure leads you to success. If you're not experiencing any sort of failure, you're not going to be motivated to do, to try to, you know, resolve that situation, go out for success. Failure leads to success. If you fail in some task, in some chore, you shouldn't be let down by your parents. Your parents should encourage you, okay, try again, try again. Yes, there may be a point where you reach and say, no, there's no need to do it anymore. It's not possible. Let's leave it. So we need to make the decision quickly. If we're doing something and we feel the time is not right.
Yeah.
It's because in al-umura marhunatum bi-awqatiha, there's a hadith and there's a saying that some things can only happen when the right time is
time
there, when the all the things come in together, all the factors which are influential, they come together.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're striving to do something, but it's not possible
exactly
to achieve.
Sometimes, sometimes you don't have a proper plan. Like there's another quote from Jim Rohn, who says that if you're not financially independent by the age of 40 or 50, it does not mean that you're living in a wrong country or at the wrong time. It simply means that you have the wrong plan.
Yes, you may have the wrong plan or the factor. You may be doing the right things, but others who are supposed to do the right things are not doing them.
Right.
So sometimes you need to do something which needs a lot of factors, and all the factors are not in your control.
Right.
So one should realize very quickly that this task is not possible. So we need to learn. Our children need to learn. We are faced with a wall. Let's leave that. Let's go take another route.
Yeah.
But till the conditions are right, we should try again and learn from our failures.
And sometimes our children are facing a situation of, like, you know, the mental slavery. And it's their parents who can help them get out of that kind of thing. Because once there's that mental slavery kind of thing, they cannot be free in their minds.
Yes, we need to, mentioned, thinking freely, being able to think is important. Free thinking, clear thinking, independent thinking is important. Critical thinking, analytical thinking is important. We need to teach our children that. And we need to provide role models, but we need to say to them, look, you can become like them if you are independent. Don't become overawed with the role models or the icons or the celebrities. You know, you can become that also. So if we want to free ourselves from this sort of slavery, we need to become independent thinkers who can act on their own.
Yeah.
So, yes, we need to teach our children to become independent, but taking advice from others does not impede our independence. If we are able to, we need to succeed in our lives, we need to take the advice, the best possible advice possible. أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا. Those who are ready to listen to all types of things.
And then take the best out,
the best out of them.
The Surah Zumar verse, yes. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. And thank you so much for helping us with such beautiful, important tips of becoming independent that help our children to be independent. And freedom is something that cannot be bestowed. It must be achieved. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.